Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Colin Price is with us. Colin's a new friend, but I think we're going to wind up making him an old friend before long because he's got a lot of things to teach us, especially in the area of performance. He's the co-author of Beyond Performance, How Great Organizations Build Ultimate Competitive Advantage. And as I said, he's our new friend, Colin Price. And by the way, he's joining us all the way from London. Colin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's really nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. Here's a statement from the introduction of your book I want to read for the audience. Only a third of organizations both achieve and sustain excellence. Those aren't good odds, are they?
No. You know, we look around ourselves and we see all these organizations, big ones and little ones, and they have a kind of air of permanence and stability about them. But actually, when you measure it, it's not quite like that. Half of the companies in the S&P 500 at the moment won't be there in 10 years' time.
So take
all of the companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index, and imagine that they're all going to be there for 100 years. What you actually find is that half of them won't be there in 10 years' time.
10 years.
10 years. Right? So the rate of business failure and decline is much bigger than any of us imagine.
Is that because technology has become such a disruptor of business models?
Yeah, there's two things driving that, right? One is technology. The other is that all this talk about globalization that we've been talking about for 50 years has actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the Chinese can now legitimately take a chunk of your business. You know, Brazil is now a major player.
Right.
African companies are emerging. And those two kind of vector, the technological change and the increase in competitive intensity, means it's really tough to stay at the top.
And if you're an American company, and small business owners, Colin, as you probably know, my focus is on small business. The big guys can take care of themselves. I focus on the little guys like me. But American companies, that should be good news if we can figure out how to make those folks, all those other folks, customers instead of just competitors. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a two-edged sword, isn't it, with globalization? You get more competitors, but you also get more access to customers. So although, you know, lots of companies, big ones and little ones, go bust all the time, that I think focusing on that, it just makes you miserable. What you need to do is think about what differentiates the winners from the losers.
So are you saying? Well, all right. Well, what does differentiate? It sounds like what you're saying in your book to me is that just focusing on performance is not going to get you to the finish line. You got to focus on excellence. What do you think?
Yeah. So that's exactly right. What we found, we looked at this, we looked at 500 companies, big ones and little ones, in 107 countries over 10 years. So a massive investigation into what makes the difference. And what we found is those organizations that only focus on performance head into an earlier grave than those organizations that focus not only on performance, but what we call health.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so organizational health is a bit like, you know, individual health. It's we define it as the ability to align behind a clear direction, out execute to your competitors, and change or renew at a faster rate than your industry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get those three pistons firing, alignment, execution, and renewal, you double your chances of winning compared to organizations that only focus on financial performance.
So you've got to be healthy. Your organization has to be healthy. meaning basically the people internally kind of like each other, and they want to work together. You got to have a model that other people want to support, customers primarily. But the third thing, and this is something we've talked a lot about on the show, Colin, and that is that it's not enough just to accept change. It's not even enough to manage change. You have to lead change, and I think that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So within health, the particular thing that makes companies more or less healthy is what you might call their kind of corporate metabolic rate, or their ability to be agile and quick. Right, fast is just better than slow. And, you know, I guess we've all seen companies that have got good ideas, but they go about it slowly. You know, our research would tend to suggest that even if the idea isn't absolutely perfect, if you can move quickly and outpace your competitors, you are dramatically increasing your chances of survival.
Well, exactly. And so what does that say about big companies? Colin, over 10 years ago, back in the previous millennia, I started predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur, that the 20th century was the century of the major corporation, but it wasn't going to be so in the 21st century. What do you think?
Yeah, so our research would agree with that on two bases. One is family-owned businesses are, by and large, more healthy than large listed corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can kind of intuitively see why that might be the case. And the second is that small to medium-sized businesses change more quickly than large organizations. And, you know, again, you can see why bureaucracy would set in when they get larger. The thing that's a challenge to that is, can small businesses operate when at scale? Can small businesses compete when big players come in at real scale and deploy effectively?
That's the problem. That is the issue, but as the marketplace continues to I'm going to use a weird word here, to nichify, as more and more, you know, one of the things about the U.S. economy is there are niches upon niches upon niches. Maybe not so much in some other countries, but that's happening. I think that's one of the next manifestations of globalization is more niches. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, we found that volume or size no longer matters quite as much.
Right.
So let's
Colin, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I want to come back and let you finish that thought after these messages. We're going to talk about, folks, how does the entrepreneurial community claim the 21st century when scale is required? Should we even worry about that? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Colin Price is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.